You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It's just about 24 minutes after the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Mary Lou Jerby and Ben Huff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you're here representing Friends of the State Library Archives and Museum, or FOSLAM.
Yeah.
Nonprofit organization that works to enhance the museum's offerings, connect people to the assets, do some promotion of museum activities. So for starters, what are some examples of some of your recent activities?
This year we've had a really active year. Overall we're sort of involved with, if you've ever seen or been to or heard of people going to workshops, either adult or kid workshops at the museum, those are more than likely put on by us. All of the First Fridays that we host for First Friday exhibitions, you come to that evening and get in free, and we have a table there with treats and goodies. That's all the Friends. One of the big things we did this year, which we've kind of talked a lot about, I think, here recently, is when Dee Longenbaugh passed, the observatory, the family held back books and maps and some ephemeral objects that they really wanted to stay in Alaska, that they wanted to stay in the collection and the archives, and the library came to us, and they didn't have the budget sort of in that time frame, several thousand dollars to purchase these items to bring into the archives, into the library. And we have this flexibility with the money we have from all the memberships to very quickly have a vote, and a unanimous vote of our board members said, absolutely, let's allocate those funds and bring all that into stay here in Juneau. That was sort of one of our highlights of the year, and things like those sort of come up kind of unexpectedly, and we have this great ability to sort of move quickly and sort of have some flexibility and make purchases where the State Library Archives and Museum may not have the ability or the resources to do it sort of in the time frame that's needed.
We also did a 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right out here in the space out here, it was a wonderful day, and we had a 50th birthday party for in May it was, and we are a nonprofit organization that's lasted for 50 years, which is pretty impressive.
I agree.
Yeah. And of course, we also had Tracy K. Smith, the U.S. Poet Laureate, here, and Lisa Murkowski. We had a reception for her to thank her for all her work with the arts in Alaska. One of the most fun things was when Lisa Murkowski entered the APK, as they call it, the Andrew P. Keshavarov Building. Her jaw dropped. She'd never been in there before, and she had no idea how stunning that building is. So I always want to urge people, you don't have to pay anything. You just walk in. The second floor of the library is free. Yeah, so it's really a neat thing. And one other thing is we do first Saturdays, October through May, we sponsor the Youth Activity Grants. So there are these wonderful workshops for kids. Anywhere from, say, 7, 8 to about 13, 14, preteens mostly. Next month is going to be archaeological drawing. And so just fun stuff. This year they're doing science and art.
And you also sponsor music events like Juno Cabaret and Combrio.
That is correct. And those have packed the house.
You guys look good and sound good.
We do.
Well, happy anniversary again. It's your golden. That is a pretty big milestone.
And, it is.
I did check out the party in May and the ice cream that Mark
made
special. Oh, Mark
Copa. Yeah, Mark and Wheeler and Copa. Yeah.
All right. Well, today you're here to talk about the Mask Raid Ball coming up this Saturday. Tell us all about it.
Well, originally we wanted to have a dance of some sort. And Tony Mallott and I thought that it would be so fun to have a Princess Sophia dance. But then when I went to the board with this idea, they said, no, 350 people or so died on that vessel. You can't have a dance to commemorate that.
An opera, yes.
Yeah, opera, a dinner, but not a dance. And so even though they did have a sourdough ball before they left Skagway. But we decided that we wanted to do something kind of Halloween. And so we are making masks on Saturday afternoon, noon to 3. We have a workshop to make masks if you don't have one, which I don't. So I'm going to be there making mine. Or you can make your own or, you know, have your own. Joanne's has a whole aisle, too, to make masks. And then but you don't have to have a mask to come to our masquerade ball. It'd be fun, and it'd be fun to dress up, and I think it'd just be a hoot. But we're having Susu and the Prophets. This dance will be from 8 to 11. And, you know, you don't have to dance. You could just hang out, listen to the band. There's going to be room on the mezzanine as well as on the regular atrium. And it's a stunning place for any kind of event.
And so it will be in the atrium?
It will be in the atrium.
I have some more questions about that. But I also wanted to ask about the masks that are up on auction this event. They'll be on auction during the event, correct?
That's right.
And they're described as Alaskan artist design masks. But I was wondering if you could tell us more about that. Describe them.
If you go to the Facebook page, the Friends of Alaska State Library, Archives, and Museum, we have pictures of the mask as well. But, there's several. Ken Daru did this wonderful sort of Art Deco sort of mask. Jim Fowler did this mask that's this organic, you have to see it, but it's like sort of sunflowers growing out of it, and it's green, and it's this big, spiky, sort of amazing, tall, sort of, it probably must be almost a foot tall mask. Carmel Anderson out of Ketchikan, who was one of our solo artists here earlier this year, did this really amazing sort of beautifully crafted mask.
Yeah, rosebuds, and it. She dedicated it to Cancer Connection.
Yeah, and then our very own Aaron Elmore and Jackie Manning, who put on all the exhibitions over at the museum. Right, if anytime you go to see a museum there, they are involved in the physical construction of everything involved. I mean, they're brilliant, brilliant minds over there. And they just here recently put a mask into the mix, this octopus mask that sort of goes in line with the octopus that they're building in the kids section over at the museum right now. There's some really, really wonderful examples of Alaskan artists sort of stepping out of their wheelhouse maybe a little bit and contributing in a really, really wonderful way.
Yeah, there's one that Kayfield Parker did, a raven's tail weaving mask that it's just stunning. It's authentic.
Yeah.
That's going to look good with somebody's ball gown. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Are these the masks that are in display cases on the second floor?
Yes, they're on
the
museum? Just at the top of the stairs and the mezzanine. And they really look stunning. And then we'll have them on display in the atrium during the event.
Yeah, and like Mary Lou said, I mean, the atrium and the mezzanine, the library, I mean, all of that is open for free 7 days a week, right? So I'm still astounded when I meet people out on the street here in Juneau, of people that still haven't been to the new space. It's an opportunity, just walk in and go see the masks, come to the event on Saturday. It's such a that atrium is such a beautiful space, and we're really excited to sort of let people experience it in a little different way with Susu and the Prophets and some music and some dancing, and it's going to be great.
And how will the atrium, how will the space be decked out for this ball?
You know, there's the Glacier Pond, this beautiful glass circle.
It's gigantic.
It's stunning. Susu and the Prophets will be set up against that background.
Wow.
So, and then the bar is going to be down by the
Eagle Tree.
And people hang out there anyway. Take the tickets when you can get tickets at the door. And speaking of tickets, we should mention that we wanted to make this available to everybody. And so we took we've had events for $125. This one is $25 a person. You can hardly buy a hamburger for that much. So at least in Juneau, $25 a person. And, we will have
We'll have beer and wine. Alaskan's going to provide beer. So there'll be beer and wine. Imago Distillery will have some non-alcoholic ginger beer
there as well.
And we'll have snacks, sort of bar snacks. We did a little bit later in the day or later in the evening. One, we know there's a lot of other things going on. For instance, Stale has an event over at Centennial Hall. We want it to be later in the evening to sort of give people the opportunity to come by if they have plans earlier in the evening, if they have dinner plans. We know right now it's the fall. There are so many different fundraisers, so many different activities, so many things demanding people's time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of competition, right? And we want to do something a little bit later in the evening, a little bit less, although it is a masquerade, maybe a little bit less formal than what we've done in the past, and make it – it is an over 21 event with the alcohol, obviously, but make it a little bit more – accessible, a little bit more of a party this year.
Right. And we were very cognizant. I mean, we search calendars to make sure that we weren't competing with other people, which
Good
we
job.
Are.
Yeah. It's hard to avoid.
But
right.
It's hard to avoid. And so we actually made it later than we were going to because we knew there was another event. And I just heard about the big game feed, which I'm aware of. A lot of guys go to that. And so I want to encourage women. I mean, I think it's so fun to go to something like this, dress up, get a bunch of friends and just come, you know. And so I'd say, hey, gals, let's do it. Let's party. Girls just want to have fun.
You make a great point, Mary Lou. The Masquerade Ball is October 20th, 8 to 11 p.m., late night at the APK, the Alaska State Library Archives and Museum, and Susu and the Prophets will be playing live.
Yeah. And we can buy tickets at Hearthside Books, both locations, at the Jack.
And the store at the APK.
And at the store at the APK, or you can get them online through Vendini, jahc.org, jack.org. Yeah.
So what else do you guys have coming up on the calendar?
Oh, my goodness.
It's
life,
a packed fall.
Life is exciting for us. Actually, probably one of the other things I'd like to mention, Marketplace. During public market, I mean, all those little areas at the Centennial Hall sell out, I think, in May. And so we talked with Peter Metcalf and asked him if we would be competing if we asked artists and authors to come to the APK to sell their wares. And he said, great. And so that's what we're going to do. We have, I think currently we have 8 or 9 vendors who have signed up for this. And so in the atrium, we'll have spaces for people to sell their wares, artists and authors. And it's free to get into the atrium there. So, and of course, the best part is there's wonderful underground parking.
Free. Yeah, not free, is it?
The parking's free, yeah.
Parking is free.
Parking is free,
yeah.
Cool. And I'd also like to just put a plug in for something that a lot of people don't know about that we do. We offer Ethel Montgomery Scholarship. This was a woman. She's given to a lot of the arts and Native Alaska community events here. We have up to $4,000 scholarship that we'll be awarding to an Alaska Native student who is studying museum or library. And so it'll be due November 30th for the scholarship. We have a website, FOSLAM, FOSLAM, Friends of State Library Archives and Museum, FOSLAM.org, and you can apply for the scholarship on there.
That's terrific. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity for an Alaska Native student.
Yeah, it is. And I'd like to, I mean, we can talk more.
But, this could be the last
in terms
thing.
Of events, yeah. I'd like to mention that we are supported by our members, and people join each year, and we thank you because we couldn't do – all of our money goes to the library, the archives, and the museum, and we couldn't do anything without our members. And I'd just like to invite them on December 8th. We are going to have our annual meeting, and we'll have food and goodies and a slideshow and just an afternoon of fun. And so we'd like to invite the members to come and encourage everybody to sign up and become a member again on FOSLAM.org.
Mary Lou and Ben, thank you so much for coming today and sharing all that information.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful masquerade ball.
Thank you very much.
We will. Join us.